This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chris Lytle, first, before I start introducing everybody and getting into it, I got to start with this. When I grew up as a little boy, I grew up in Valparaiso.
Yeah.
And you know where that is.
Absolutely. Not too far from me. I'm an Indianapolis guy.
And then I went to IU because when I was a kid, I wanted to cover Bob Knight. And when I went to IU, I ended up doing the Bob Knight Show for 5 years. And the last game I covered at Indiana was when Indiana beat Syracuse in the 87 National Championship at the Superdome on Bourbon Street on Keith Smart's jumper at the buzzer. How do you like them apples?
Oh, I love it, man. I went to IU, too. We're kind of like brothers in a way. There we go.
So
now, unfortunately, my daughter just signed to go to Purdue.
What is wrong with her?
She's an engineer, and I have to put her there.
Traitor.
Well, I'm past, you know, denial, and I'm through with bargaining. I've reached acceptance. I'm at the left.
I tell you, though, I went to the Grand Prix party there every year. That's a pretty good bash.
I know, but I mean, she...
Not the little five.
No, nothing is. But I mean, she's an engineer, and that's where she needs to go. She's way smarter than me. I don't know where she got her genes. I got to find out who her real dad is, I guess.
If you start wearing Purdue stuff around, you and I are going to have issues.
Never going to happen, brother.
Listen, I'm telling you. David Feldman, he's running the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships, the founder and president. It took you a long time. You've been doing this for over a decade to get people to believe in what you're doing. That's a hell road. How have you traveled that hell road?
It's been a tough run, but I mean, we're here now, so we're three shows deep. We're going on our fourth show. We broke through a ton of barriers. Like you said, 9 to 10 years in the making, 28 doors slammed in our face, and probably many more people didn't want to talk to us, but, you know, we broke through because I knew this is the most exciting form of combat sports that there is out there. If you haven't watched it, and you do watch it, I guarantee you watch it again.
So you're a Philly guy, a Temple guy. How did you get this spark in your arse?
I've been in boxing since I've been in diapers. My dad's a Hall of Fame boxing trainer. I'm a former professional boxer. But I met one of the fighters who was a gypsy traveler, who was one of my fighters, Bobby Gunn. And he was telling me about how they did bare knuckle in the fields and stuff like that over there in England. And I got really intrigued by it and just started digging into it. And like I said, here we are, man. On to our fourth show, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. It's awesome. It's bare knuckles.
Badass.
Yes, it's so badass.
This event is going to be in Beto Avila Stadium in Cancun. It's going to be huge. USA, Mexico, number 4. It's an enormous thing. You're going to be doing it on multimedia vision. You got everybody behind you, TV and everything else. You got into it from the UFC. How did it happen for you, lights out, that you decided to go bare knuckle and start beating people's asses in this style?
Well, what happened to me, I remember I saw on Facebook a friend of mine, Joe Riggs, was fighting over in England bare knuckling, and my first thought was, what the hell's wrong with Joe? What wrong with his career where he's doing this? And I watched it, and I got about halfway through the video, and I go, I kind of want to do this. You know, I started watching, and it wasn't what I thought. I thought it was going to be this, you know, crazy in a warehouse with bales of hay around, but it wasn't. It was in a ring, and I realized it was more technical than regular boxing. I mean, you have to be more technical. You can't just go throw punches wherever and hit a guy on top of the head and break your hand. You'll break your hand with no wrapping. You can't even wrap your hand. It's bare knuckle, like it says. So
how crazy is that?
It's crazy when you first do it, because, you know, as a guy who's been fighting for 20 years, I go out there and I'm like, there's nothing on my hands. You know, you feel naked in a way. You worry about it, but you just got to be very careful, very judicious with how you're going to throw your punches, where you're going to throw them, how you're going to rush in. If you rush in too fast and the guy hits you with a jab, you're probably cut open. So you got to be very careful how you do everything. It is more of the sweet science than boxing is the sweet science. It is like boxing magnified, the way I look at it, because you have to be more technical.
So I watched your fight. Mafia showed me the fight of you just beating the pulp out of some dude, knocking him on his ass. The guy had bent legs, the whole deal, the knee snapped back. He didn't know where he was. How many fights have you had in it so far? Was that the only one? Because I saw you just level some dude and knock his head off. It was a beautiful thing.
I've had two. That was the one I just had here in Mississippi in Biloxi. It was the second fight they put on.
So who was that dude that you...
I think his name was Drew Lipton. He's a nice guy, but I mean, anybody comes out there, you're my enemy. I'll love you afterwards. I'll help you up. But during the fight, we're coming to go to war, brother.
How did you start signing Beck Rawlings, the chick? I remember watching her fight. I seen Joey Beltran fight. How are you... you remind me of Coker. He's signing all these guys and cutting deals. How are you pulling people over to bare knuckle?
I think it's just the excitement. It's their chance right now. Some of these guys are mixed in the middle of MMA or in the middle of boxing. And here in bare knuckle, with only our fourth fight, with only 100 fighters signed, they have a chance of actually being a pioneer and being a star in the sport right now. So I think that's why we got these guys to come over. And they like the pureness of the sport. Like what Chris said, he loves that there's nothing in between it. It's punching bare knuckles to your face. Nothing more exciting.
You're fighting JC Lamas. This thing's February 2nd in Cancun. Like, I'd be laying on the beach before the fight. I mean, I'd be copping rays all day, and then I get to go watch you beat the crap out of someone at night. What do you know about Lamas?
Every time I've seen him fight, he throws bombs, which is what I like. He's going to come and try to knock my head off. That's what I want. I want somebody who's going to try and take me out, because I promise you one thing, I'm going to try and take you out. I don't want a guy who's going to come out there and try and out-jab me. You know, if you're going to try and make this a boring fight, not interesting. I want somebody who's going to come try to take my head off, because I'm taking years off. One or two things are going to happen. Somebody's going to get knocked out, or you're going to have one of the best fights you're going to ever see.
We saw you fight in the UFC, and there's so much of a difference between being able to ground and pound and being able to strike. Everything's different about it. What kind of change was that for you? Or was it like, all right, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm just going to go in here with nothing on my hands, and I'm going to go beat some dude's ass.
Well, I got to be honest with you, man. Some of my least favorite parts of MMA was when I'd get a guy who just would try to hold me down and not do anything. Because you're not really trying to beat me. You're trying to win the fight. And I don't care about trying to win a fight. I care about trying to beat a guy up. This is a fight to me, you know. And end of the day, I'm trying to knock you unconscious. So I love the fact that you can't try and just hold me down. And I don't want somebody trying to hold me down. I want to entertain people. Nobody out there wants to watch somebody try to hold me down. I want to do what people want to see, and that's go out.
Hurt people.
Take somebody out. You saw my last fight. That's what I'm going to do next fight, and next fight after that, and next fight after that.
So are these guys making money?
They're making better money than they make with MMA, and the future's bright for us. We're getting looked at by some really big networks, so I think the money's going to be even better.
How did you pull this off for the fourth event in Cancun and get them involved, get the TV involved, and now you're getting fans involved and, you know, getting the attention that you crave?
I mean, it was a tough, tough road dealing with Mexico and doing things down in Mexico. You know, it's not easy for an American to do business in Mexico, but we're pulling it off. I mean, you know, we hit a lot of hiccups, a lot of speed bumps, but we're 2 weeks away from our first international event, and it's USA versus Mexico. With everything going on in the world right now, USA and Mexico, and the fighters from USA are fighting the fighters from Mexico. I don't think the fans can ask for anything more.
Did you ever think when you were fighting in the octagon that you'd be doing this?
No, the only thing I knew about it was like watching movies from back in the day when people were doing it back in the 1800s. That's the biggest problem, I think, with the sport right now, is people still look at it as it's something that's backwards back there.
But underground.
Yeah, it's underground. But when you really take some time and examine it, this is way safer than MMA or boxing. I guarantee it. I mean, I talked to my wife. I'm old enough. She didn't want me doing any more combative sports, but I had to talk her into the fact that, like, look, you don't take nearly as many shots. Even when you're sparring or fighting, you're not taking the buildup of shots when I would do boxing or MMA. I'm not taking a knee to the head. I'm not taking 50 punches per round. If you take that many punches, you're going to get cut open the fight.
How old are you?
Don't worry about it. No,
how old are you, dude? I'll start up with him right now, Mafia. Let's go. You want to warm up?
I'm 44, man.
44. I'm 53. You think I could get in there, Mafia and I? I'll throw down with him. He's 6'5", 240. I'm 6'3", 220. What do you think? Do you think I got a shot against him?
You come work out with me for 2 weeks. I'll get you ready, brother.
That's right. And then we can go to Mexico, get tan, chill out, maybe get some leg. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. It's going to be fun, but bare knuckles, and then you get to hit the beach. You get to hit some.
Where can fans see it?
Live on pay-per-view television, the same channel that you're going to see the Pacquiao Broner fight on, or Fight TV. You can see it online on Fight TV.
What do you like in the Pacquiao Broner?
I like Pacquiao slightly. I think Chris sees it a little different.
What do you think is the best bet? The 15-1 draw, decisions 5-6, those odds suck. I got to do something more exciting than a decision. A draw at 15-1, if I drop a 10 spot down, I could make a buck and a half. What do you think happens? Can he knock him out in 10 or 11?
To be honest with you, I wouldn't think a draw is out of the question, because me and him, we're both very on the fence about it. It's not like I'm a big time, this guy's going to win, that guy's going to win. So $10 bet, I wouldn't mind that one if I were you.
So you like to draw better than somebody winning?
No. I'm saying for 15-1 I do. But yeah. I'd probably go with Broner slightly, but it could go either way. I'm not really confident in either fight at this point.
How long are these fights that are in the BK?
They're all 5 2-minute rounds.
So the rounds are shorter.
They're shorter, and that's what measures for nonstop excitement the whole fight.
And less chance for somebody to have problems. The longer they fight, the more problems you could have in it, or do you don't think that way?
No, I think that way, absolutely. And I think that's why we made the rounds for that distance, 5 2-minute rounds. And I just want to touch on one thing. The biggest misconception, which a lot of people would think, is a lot of broken hands. We had one broken hand in 70 fights.
Is the city of Philadelphia supporting your bare knuckle fights? Are they putting them on there?
They are not. Not yet.
What's up with that?
I don't know, man. I'm going to knock on the door again.
So who's the problem, Pennsylvania, or is it the city?
Pennsylvania, absolutely. Greg Serb, the commissioner, I go in front of him in April again, and hopefully, you know, they give me the thumbs up.
What do they think? You're barbaric or something?
It's perception.
I used to think that about the UFC. Remember human cockfighting?
Absolutely. You know, I started fighting in UFC 28, and that's all I dealt with my whole career was talking about. What if
you're an animal.
Yeah, people look at you when you say you fought in the cage. And
you're evil.
They looked at you like you just said you eat babies.
You eat children. Yeah, that, I remember
what's
that.
What's wrong with you? And it's like,
I just had a baby for breakfast. I just had one with, I had syrup on it, too. It was actually pretty good. They rolled it out here in the media center.
It all depends on how you cook it, typically.
It really is. Hey, lights out, my man. Congrats. I'm glad you're fighting, and I'm glad you're doing well. And go Hoosiers.
There you go, baby. Thank you.
All right, David Feldman.
Us,
good luck, brother.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having us.
All right, check out BKFC 4 USA Mexico in Cancun on pay-per-view February 2nd. As Ferrell mentioned, this is CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.